Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. And it is Wednesday, May 22nd. And interestingly enough, nothing too crazy today. In fact, probably the most important thing that I could think of in the last 5 seconds has been the fact that the Cardinals scored 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth, and that now puts them ahead of the Orioles 4-3. And it was all on a series of crazy errors and people overrunning and things being thrown and sort of like Little League. And, you know, the Orioles are a good team. They've got a good record, an excellent record. Not like us. But in any event, we at least look like we're coming back today. Of course, 3 more innings to go, so you never know. But 4-3 Cardinals in the bottom of the sixth after it being 3-1 Orioles about, 3 minutes ago. So anyway, that's the big news for Wednesday, May the 22nd. I guess you would hope that there would be something substantive that would happen in the world. But as we stand right now, mostly what's going on today is either Donald Trump at trial or Donald Trump mishaps in the courtroom or just crazy ideas being pushed that have nothing to do really with governing the country. But I guess that's just the way we've been. That's where we are, and that's where we've been. It's just not changing. It continues day after day that we don't make progress in the country. All we do is make progress in the courtroom in tearing down Donald Trump. By the way, you know, if you'd like to give me a call, you can do that. And you can call me at 314-471-1968. And we can talk about really anything, even baseball if you want to. But, you know, you can talk about anything. And so give me a call here. Looks like maybe a couple more days, and we may be able to talk with the protesters. And I'm very interested in that. And I have to tell you that I have had some amazing phone calls today with friends of mine who are talking about their fears of what Muslims are going to do to us. And you know, these are Trump people, and they're all worked up over the fact that they think that Muslims are coming to get us. Of course, Donald thinks everybody's coming to get him, and actually, in a way, he's right, because people are, in fact, coming to get him, except for what they are is people in our justice system who are coming to get him. But he sees it everywhere, and that may be a little bit of an exaggeration, but certainly the justice system is coming to get Donald, and with good reason. And obviously, you know, the current trial is on hold. We have to wait until after Memorial Day, and after that, everybody's going to get together. And we'll hear the final decision of the judge on what the instructions to the jury will say. And then after the instructions have been delivered, the jury will be just waiting for the summations and then deliberation. And then that's it. And then we're on our way. A summation will be interesting, I think, because moments ago, in terms of the overall world situation, moments ago, one could have said that, you know, there were some increased signs of life on Donald Trump's side. But suddenly, after Robert Costello got done and yelling at the judge, and then the judge yelling at him, in fact, throwing the jury out and telling Robert Costello that if he messed around anymore, he'd, number one, be in contempt, and number two, everything he said would be stricken from the record, and number three, he'd be in a lot of trouble. But that's over because Costello said that he understood and everybody moved forward. But in the end, what the jury saw was really pretty scary, to tell you the truth. Scary against the Trump side. So all said and done, when we get to next week, we're probably looking at some deliberation by the end of the week, and possibly next Friday could be the conviction of Donald Trump. He could be convicted by Friday, and the sentencing could come maybe next week. I mean, the following week. So, I mean, we are rapidly approaching Donald Trump in jail. That's a great, you know, this is like a book, a brand new book. This is like the new version, the new chapter. Donald Trump in jail. Well, anyway, we're close to that. I thought it was interesting just the other day when, you know, I was talking to Vic Faust, and Vic admitted that he thinks that Donald's going to jail. Now, he thinks it's because the system is rigged and everybody's against Donald and it's all set up for an unfair kangaroo court result. That's what Donald's got to say about it anyway. I guess he's happy, that is, Donald is, with the possibility that he's going to be able to raise a whole lot more money from all of his friends, you know, those people who eat dog food and have $1 left in their pocket, and they're willing to send their last dollar to Donald Trump. That's Jim Baker, Fannie Mae, Tammy Faye Baker style. So they get all their money from all the poor people who can barely find something to eat for dinner tonight. But it doesn't matter. Donald's happy. That's good for him. And so he's ready to go for that. And we're headed there. This is almost over. But as this is ending, another chapter is coming slightly closer to its beginning point, or the next beginning point, and that's in Florida, where Aileen Cannon, and I don't know how to even figure her out, because you would think that even though she's in Donald's pocket, and she is, but you would think that she would want to look like some kind of a normal judge. You would think that she would not want to be called by everybody, called out as being in Donald's pocket. You would think. But that's not the way it's going. And she's listening right now to Donald's latest bid to dismiss the trial in Florida. Supposedly because Jack Smith and his people, according to somebody, set everything up improperly, and they didn't file papers right, and therefore it's a case that has to be just removed. And that's so ridiculous. In fact, so ridiculous that Jack Smith, you know, they got in the courtroom, his side, and they were calling the case for a dismissal garbage. And that's what he said. He said, you know, this is garbage. You can't do this. This is made up stuff, and there's absolutely no reason to dismiss this case. And Aileen Cannon rebuked the prosecution and said, listen, get under control. And so this was sort of the reverse of what we've seen with the judge in the Manhattan case. But in any event, it's certainly a bigger problem that's coming out of South Florida for this reason. Suddenly, today, there's a new development with these documents. And the new development is that first there's photography that shows Donald and his people trying to hide the documents, trying to obfuscate from the FBI so that the FBI wouldn't know what's going on. And so that's one part of it. And then a second part of it is that the documents, new documents, have shown up in Donald's bedroom. And a judge in all of this that got a hold of these new documents, you know, made the comment that it's just unthinkable for anybody to argue that these documents were sitting in Donald Trump's bedroom and he didn't know they were there. So I guess we're going to find out on this new issue what Donald's up to. Because I'll tell you this, he's up to something. I mean, there isn't a doubt in my mind. He is up to something. And it's bad. It is bad for the country. And I think it is horrible for him. And I think what we're going to find out and what we're hearing today about these new documents is that Donald is not through trying to hide government information which has been requested, which has been subpoenaed, which has been investigated by the FBI coming into Donald's home and searching his home. And all of this, and you would think that Trump would say, look, got some documents. Sorry about that. Think you should take them and let's move on. Instead, he's still hiding documents. Brand new hidden documents. We'll find out maybe eventually, maybe, because a lot of this stuff is so secret, we may not find out. But some of it, I mean, somebody's going to find out what is in these documents that is so valuable that Trump is not only trying to hold on to them, but is hiding them from the United States government. There's got to be an answer. There is an answer. And this is the kind of thing that is impossible to keep hidden, because enough people will find out what's there and they may hold on to it for a while, but somebody will know and the information will be filtered out to the public and we'll know what this guy's up to. Now, if Aileen Cannon ever allows a real trial to take place in South Florida, we'll probably find out through that as well. That's another way that we could find out. But right now, it is incredible that there's this push to try to dismiss the case in Florida. Now, this, you know, Nada guy, Walt Nada, some friend of Trump's that's also been indicted in South Florida, he is claiming that his case should be dismissed because everybody's just out to get him. That they're out to get him from the start. They're out to get him now. He hasn't done anything wrong. He should be left alone. Of course, the fact is that we've got new photography that shows that all of these people have done something very serious that's wrong. They have attempted to hide from the federal government documents that have been subpoenaed, requested, investigated, and ultimately demanded by various branches of the United States government. And yet they still, in South Florida, in Trump world, are trying to hold on to this information in order not to let the United States government get the documents, and in order to allow Donald to hold on to everything. Like I say, why would he want to hold on to any of it? What would be the purpose of any of that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. The government wants the papers. Give the government the papers. You know that the reason that Mike Pence and Joe Biden have not gotten in trouble over their documents was because they turned them over. They found some documents. They say they didn't even know they had them. Okay. And then they turned them in. And that's the end of it. And the government found there was no reason to prosecute them. And everybody went forward. Donald, who is being prosecuted from every direction, knows that he should not have those documents. He knows that the government has demanded the return of all classified documents. And he's still hiding documents. What's the point? This is so stupid. And, you know, probably no more stupid than having people sitting here staring at a guy who is calling his next administration. And this is, I mean, you know, we got the New Deal. We've got the New Frontier. We got all these different things. Now we've got the Trump administration. And of course, that's the Unified Reich. And it's just insane. Why does he want this? Why does he keep inviting these things? Because that's all he's doing here. I mean, these documents just need to be turned over. Turn them over, and everybody walks away. Of course, at this stage, nobody's going to walk away from anything because there's obstruction of justice. There's lying to the FBI. There's resisting subpoenas. Why? Why would you do all this? I understand. It's the Unified Reich. But there's just something wrong here that just doesn't add up except for being some kind of exceptional problem that exists that we just don't understand. And I'm going to guess that when I say we don't understand it, I'm going to say that what's happening is so wrong, is so dangerous, that when we do find out, we're going to be shocked by all of it. Now, it's true that with Donald Trump, nothing is shocking, but there's something here. There's something we don't understand. Because nobody in their right mind would do what these people are doing. Something to do with Vladimir Putin. Something to do with Russia. Something to do with autocracy. I believe that. But there's something so nefarious that it's just impossible to even imagine what it could be. But in any case, here we are, and you've got Aileen Cannon at least considering this new effort to dismiss the case in South Florida. Now, the one thing that she made clear to the Trump people early on, just maybe a month ago, is that if they wait until the jury is impaneled and then ask for these dismissals, well, then they'd have a real shot at having everything dismissed forever, because you'd have double jeopardy attached, and that would be it. But right now, we're not there. Right now, if this gets dismissed, the first thing that's going to happen is this is going to go to an appeal. And if it goes to an appeal, that 11th district, which has already twice taken Aileen Cannon to the woodshed, they're going to come back and they're going to be angry over what's going on. And somebody is ultimately going to make the judgment, make the decision that I think is so apparent, which is that Aileen Cannon is in Donald Trump's pocket, and she is intentionally dragging out the trial and creating circumstances that will guarantee that nobody will hear this case before the election. Now, I don't know that that's going to do them any good anyway, because once the case is finalized in Manhattan, and once Donald Trump is number one convicted and number two sentenced, I think it will be impossible for him to come close to winning an election. You know, a lot of people think this next election coming up in 24 is going to be very, very close. And I think it's not going to be close at all. And I think we're going to see changes coming up in the days ahead that are going to be responsible for widening the gap as Joe Biden gains increasingly an advantage over Donald Trump. And I know this new polling out today that shows that Donald has a couple of strong leads in these swing states, or some of the swing states, not all of them, but just some of them. But then there's also the problem, of course, of North Carolina, which is increasingly looking like it could be a win for Joe Biden, which nobody would have expected before. That, however, brings me to another point that to me is both shocking and, in the long run, I think it's going to prove to be absolute stupidity, but it's for Nikki Haley, because Nikki Haley in North Carolina, everybody would have thought for sure that North Carolina would be a victory for the Republicans. That wasn't anything that anybody would even consider to be a possibility for Joe Biden's side. And instead of that, there's a case now to be made for North Carolina and also for some of the other states as well, just because there are decisions that are being made that are pushing women so far away from the Republican Party that it just doesn't make sense. And yet, these people are still doing it. And with that in mind, Nikki Haley appears to be on the verge, according to people, right or wrong, I don't know, I wouldn't have thought this, but she appears to be on the verge of supporting Trump, of changing what she has said all the way up until now, and flipping to support Trump for the fall election. Now, most people who would hear this would be horrified. You know, sort of like the Sununu switch, which was absolutely crazy. And then all these other people who have said horrible things about Trump, who have shown up at his trial wearing blue suits and red ties, you know, all of that craziness. You know, they all look nuts. But yes, Nikki Haley looks like she might do this. She would come in to the convention and she would announce that she's going to support Trump and hope on her side to cement the support of the Trump people for the 2028 presidential election. Now, you talk about cynical. Here's a lady who has up until now maintained that Donald Trump is not fit to be president. She's explained it very clearly and correctly. You know, she hasn't hidden from any of the issues. She's told the truth about Donald Trump. He's a con man. He's dangerous. He's not a Republican. You know, all of this. And suddenly, she may flip as well against America, against the United States of America, and support Donald Trump, which, you know, I think that when this ends, I mean, I'm talking now about the election. I'm talking about at least Manhattan and possibly the South Florida document case. I mean, everybody says that can't be done before the election, but watch out, because if Aileen Cannon goes far enough and the 11th district recuses her from all of this, well, the next thing you could be looking at is a judge that would step up with the idea of moving this South Florida case quickly. And that South Florida case was made to go quick. And if that were to happen, if we were to get rid of Aileen Cannon, if we were to move this case in Florida very quickly, then you'd have two cases, including documents. It would be stunning in the way it would hurt Trump. I think it's going to hurt him anyway, just with what's happening in Manhattan. But South Florida is an interesting piece also in this puzzle. As far as the Washington, D.C. case, that's going to be difficult, obviously, because, again, the Supreme Court is in some fashion in Donald Trump's pocket. They could move this case. There's no reason for what they're doing. There's no one in this country that believes that Donald Trump's immune, that he has immunity from everything, that he can somehow walk around free after he's done the things that he's done. No one thinks that. But the Supreme Court has dragged this out, and we're already up to May 22nd. And between May 22nd and July 1st, it's looking more and more like the immunity case is going to be dragged out intentionally in order to prevent the Washington, D.C. case from going forward. I don't know. I don't understand. I would think that people would not want to go down in history as part of whatever it is that is involved in this extensive fraud that Donald Trump has imposed on this country. Because it's much more than we realize. I am sure of that. And like I say, we're going to find all of this revealed. But I just don't understand why anybody would want to be part of it. And yet, there's so many people who just seem to not be able to find a way out of it. And it looks like now Nikki Haley is another one of those people, even though it seemed for a while that she was clearly going to come out against Trump, stay there, and just be true to her own convictions. Now it appears that the story is the opposite, that she's not going to be willing to do that, that she's not going to be willing to maintain her opposition to Trump, that she's now very cynically, going to try to find a way to at least gain strength for her 2028 candidacy. That's too much. That's too much for me. But apparently she's there, and we'll see all of that very shortly. Oh, well, and there are more things involved in all of this. Certainly in terms of the election coming up in the fall, one of the things that I would have never imagined, because, you know, I keep saying that women are so firmly committed to oppose Donald Trump for the reasons of health care. And I've said all along, this is not abortion, because there are people out here who oppose abortion. They don't want to see abortion. I don't want to see anybody having an abortion. And I think that there are lots of people out here who do not want to see women have abortions. But that's not what we're arguing about now. That argument's gone. That argument's finished. Here's the argument. Women's health care. It's the story that we've talked about. We talked about it with Ray Hartman the other day, 2 days ago when he was here. And that's this idea that a woman who's pregnant and trying to have her child in a healthy way walks into a doctor's office and says, I'm in trouble. I'm having a problem with my pregnancy. Can you help me? And more we're seeing where doctors won't help because they're afraid that something bad will be done to them, that maybe they'll lose their law license, that maybe they'll be called out for performing abortions when they're not even doing that. That in fact, what they would be called out for is performing abortions when in fact they were being asked to protect the health of not only the mother, but also the child, to prevent a miscarriage. But again, there's this view just among doctors that if you're trying to prevent a miscarriage and that you can't do it, it's not possible, and that the miscarriage occurs, somebody will get into the face of this doctor and say, you have secretly aborted this baby. See, that's what's going on here. And the fear is spreading rapidly throughout the healthcare system in the United States. And suddenly, here we are with a new problem. And that happens to be Republicans across the country demanding, this is at the legislative level, this is at the state legislature, demanding that women and their doctors be held criminally liable for performing or having abortions performed. And when I say criminally liable, I mean, they're not just talking about slapping you on your hand because you shouldn't be having an abortion. They're talking about the death penalty. This is all brand new today. The death penalty. They're talking about women who try to get abortions being put in jail. Women who are being found to be in possession of those pills that are used for them to have their own abortion, they go to jail. And in fact, what they're doing, and I believe it's Louisiana who has done this today, that they're identifying these drugs, these abortion drugs, as being the equivalent of heroin, cocaine, all of these illegal drugs that you can get in a lot of trouble just possessing them. Suddenly, these two drugs that are used, these pills that people have been buying anywhere, everywhere, been buying them because they want to have an abortion, or maybe they would like to have the pills because in the future they want to be sure that they could get one if they needed one, because right now everything is so much in doubt. Well, here's the thing. They're saying if you've got these pills, it's like having heroin. It's like having fentanyl. It's like having any of these illegal drugs. And if you get caught with it, you could go to jail. And not for a little time, not for a day or a week, but for a long time. Talk about going nuts. I mean, the Republican Party is going berserk. And the reason it's even more ridiculous than you would just think on the surface of it is that the Republican Party knows that they are in trouble when it comes to women. That women across the country, just on the basis of the healthcare story, they're freaked out and they are voting everywhere against Republicans, against extremism. So some Republicans have backed away and said, look, we better cut this out. We shouldn't have a national ban on abortions, because if we do, women are going to go berserk and come out against us and we'll never win anything. Well, guess what? You tell women that you're putting them in jail for life, or possibly executing women or executing doctors for anything having to do with abortion. This isn't about abortion suddenly. It's about executing women and doctors and threatening to put people in jail for life. For what? For a disagreement over politics? Like I say, I'm against anybody having an abortion. I'm against it because I just think it's bad. I think it's bad business. I think it's bad life. I don't think anybody wants that. I mean, I think that we need to find ways to continue to reduce the number of abortions. And I pointed this out the other day to Ray. He knew that, you know, we had a million abortions per year back at the beginning of Roe v. Wade when that was originally announced. And we've dropped every year, and we're down now to less than a half a million. So it's dropped by more than 50%, and it continues to come down. And hey, that sounds like a healthy, good thing to bring that down towards zero. So that would be great. Except for here's the problem. You turn around now and get in a fight with women over executing women and doctors and putting people in jail for life. Come on. You got to be kidding. I mean, if anybody ever thought that Donald would ever say that when he gets in office, that it would suddenly be the unified Reich. If anybody ever thought that would happen, well, I have to say, if we're talking about executing women and doctors, then I think you can begin to see that whoever put that unified Reich story down on whatever that crazy thing is that Trump owns, you know, that business that I don't know what it is. I know what it's called. I'm intentionally not saying the name, but you know, his version of Twitter. It's crazy, because the reality is somebody put down this story about a unified Reich, and now, you know, Donald runs away from it and says, no, it was some campaign guy that he never heard of. But listen, how many times has he said that? Every single time that he gets in trouble, there's always somebody that he blames and then claims they never heard of them before. Even Michael Cohen. Because you know that Donald's story on Cohen is, that guy was never my lawyer, and if he was, it was only for a minute, and whatever he did, it was something that was on his own because we never told him to do anything, and whatever money he's got, he stole, which actually Michael admits that he stole at least $60,000. Okay, well, that's not good. And he just went to jail for all of this. And that's the point. Because if Michael Cohen went to jail for all of this, then Donald Trump should go to jail for all of it as well. And like I say, he's not going to be president of anything but the Prisoners Association if they're talking about executing women and their doctors and or putting them in jail for life. That's just not going to fly with women. And that's why I said the last couple of days, and I'm going to keep saying it, that there are developments coming here that are so far beyond anything that we've ever imagined. Far beyond that, there won't be any chance of Donald winning this election. Now, we do understand he's going to refuse to acknowledge he lost. It's another story. We'll get to that later. Right now, I'm thinking more and more that it is time for dinner. And of course, that's Wendy's. And Wendy's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's at 18,500. No, keep saying that. That's where we are. Sorry. 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. That's where you go for Wendy's. And I can tell you that their food is beyond good. It really is. You know, lots of people love the wings. And I have to tell you, I don't know why anybody likes wings, but they love wings. I mean, everywhere. They like wings everywhere. You know, it's just a casein thing. I just don't see it. But they love them. And they love them at Wendy's, and that's great. But see, there's a lot more at Wendy's than wings. So all the regular people who love wings, hey, knock yourself out. They got wings at Wendy's. They've got this great smoked meat at Wendy's. It's all good. But you know my favorite, and that's baby back ribs. I love them. Now, that's good food to me. And then on top of that, you add in the onion rings, and you got yourself a tremendous dinner. And like I said yesterday, Hartman and I have come up with a plan, and we're actually going to have dinner together at Wendy's. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. We might come up with something more than just us having dinner at Wendy's. I haven't decided yet. But Wendy's is just a great place to go to dinner. And you can also have pizza. And you can also have hamburgers and cheeseburgers and salads and you name it. Great food at Wendy's. That's 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. And that's in Chesterfield Valley. You'll love it. And then also, soon, you can go right out to Defiance, and you can enjoy the same great Wendy's food in Defiance. So that's Wendy's. And keep in mind, Ben, whenever you go in there, you might just happen to catch him one day because he's there, and he'll love to see you. So that's Wendy's in Chesterfield Valley. And next, I'll tell you that you can get great jewelry at Jewels on Hampton, and that's 4506 Hampton in St. Louis. And believe me, as it says on the screen in front of you, highest prices paid for gold and jewelry. Yeah, that's true. Gold and diamonds, that's all true. But also, when it comes to just You want jewelry. You want a new design, let's say. Well, see, these are very creative jewelry designers as well. And they'll design jewelry for you that you tell them you'd like something and give them the okay to come up with what they want. They'll tell you what that is, and you can work through that. But there are other things too. You might come in and say, I know what I want. This is what I would like. Can you make this up for me? And the answer is yes. They can do all of it. They can design for you. They can follow your design. This is just a great place for jewelry. If you want jewelry, you go to Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. Al and AJ, they're almost always on site, and you'll love them. They are great people, friendly, lots of great jewelry all through the store. It's a big store with lots of inventory. They've got a ton of great jewelry. That's at Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. Now, the suits. You know the suits. I like my suits. I really do. I have to say that it's summer coming, and I might get a little more casual up here, just because in summer I tend to be a little bit more casual. Although I obviously wear my Chucks every day. Doesn't matter what I wear my Chucks. But, you know, when I was over talking to the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton just a couple of days ago, I was visiting with Jay. He's the dad, and then there's Nick, his son. But Jay was talking to me, and he took me through the inventory in the store. And one of the things he pointed out to me is, which I wouldn't have had any idea, but apparently suits are becoming almost passe, not totally, but a little bit, because people are buying sport jackets much more than ever before. Sport jackets, maybe wearing jeans with them, wearing Chucks. I guess that's the story. It's 2024, and fashion has changed, at least to a degree. I love my Chucks. I'm certainly not giving them up. They are very comfortable. But in any case, the place to go for men's clothing is St. Louis Suit Company. Whether you're buying suits or you're buying sport coats, doesn't matter. And don't forget, the greatest ties on the planet for $5. $5 a tie. Or $20 for five ties. So now that brings it down to $4 a tie. So it's amazing. And you know, I always say that if you're thinking about buying somebody a present, you don't know what they want. But here's the thing. People love ties. Even if they don't wear them, they love them. For $5, that's a gift. Anyway, the St. Louis Suit Company is the place to go for men's clothing. You'll love it. Forsyth and Central. And if you're talking about a wedding, that's the big thing at the St. Louis Suit Company. They definitely take care of weddings. You want to go there and check that out. That's in Clayton, Central and Forsyth, the St. Louis Suit Company, 29 years in Clayton. Okay. So here's another thing that's flying around today. Samuel Alito is back in the story again, back in the news. You know that he put up the flag in front of his house, put it there upside down after the insurrection in Washington, turned that thing upside down, which was the sign that you supported the insurrection. And here you are, a Supreme Court justice, and you're putting that flag upside down in front of your house, supporting people who are trying to bust up the United States Capitol. So one of the things that everybody understood right from the start is there's really nothing you can do to a Supreme Court justice. They're there for life, and that's the end of the story. However, it's not quite true. There's some other twists and turns to this, but certainly nothing that's really meaningful, because even if you could impeach this Supreme Court justice, and that's on the table, you could do it. You can impeach a Supreme Court justice. But even if you could do it, you wouldn't want to do it, because we know very well, after all the impeachments that we've been through, that you turn some flag upside down and then participate in a case where you don't belong, there's no way that you're going to get the support in the House of Representatives and then ultimately in the United States Senate to impeach a conservative Supreme Court justice. And we shouldn't get into this anyway. We really shouldn't. I am one who believes that these people got on the court, even if some of them are there in ways that were unseemly, because, you know, Donald Trump took away from Obama his pick and then took away from Joe Biden his pick. And so we ended up with two people on the court who were extremely conservative, who would have been picked by Obama and Biden under any normal situation. But McConnell played games with it. And McConnell, when he did it, he said, "What are you going to do? I'm playing the game this way, and I'm going to win. And there's nothing you can do about it. So good luck." And he laughed his way to the agreement to put these people on the bench, and they did. So that's where we are. We've got a 6-3 number on the court instead of 5-4 in favor of the liberals. Okay, well, that's where we are. I wouldn't ask anybody to take these people off the court. I would ask you to give me a call if you're out there, and if you want to talk about any of this, you can get me at 314-471-1968. It's on the screen. But let me say that I don't want to do anything to members of the Supreme Court. I'm prepared to live personally with the idea that, you know, maybe they're even slightly in Donald Trump's pocket. Okay, that's all right. I'm not one who thinks you should be throwing people off the court any more than I would be one, which I'm certainly not, who wants to stop the peaceful transfer of power as Donald Trump attempted to do. No, I think that on the liberal side, I think that the way everything should be handled is pretty straightforward, that we should agree to follow the rule of law, and that once somebody gets onto the court, they're there for life. Now, there are people talking about changing the rules, and that's allowed. So that wouldn't be anything terrible. You could change the rules. You could put a 20-year limit on people on the court. But see, I'm afraid to do that, and I'll tell you why. Because if you do it, then somebody will think that we've actually solved the problem. And I don't think that would solve the problem. I think that's a horrible way to solve the problem. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to put a limit on it. I want to say lifetime term. Put them there for life. I think that's okay. Now, I would like to see us do this, however, and we can do it if the Democratic Party wins big in the upcoming election in November. Add justices to the court. I know Franklin Roosevelt tried it and it didn't work. There was too much opposition. But I think this time it'll fly, because this time the country has been put in a very dangerous position. You know, a guy putting that flag upside down in front of his house, and then instead of saying, you know, I put the flag upside down because I've got the right to my own opinions, and I can still make decisions on the court in a very fair and thoughtful way. I can deliberate, I can judge, and I can come forward and do the right thing for the United States of America. He could say that, but instead he didn't say that. Here's what he said. I didn't do it. You kidding me? I wouldn't do anything like that. That was my wife who did it. Hard to believe. Hard to believe that the wife will even sit here and take this. But in any event, that's Sam Alito's play. Sort of a little bit of a play out of Donald Trump's book, which is everybody else did it. It's not me. I didn't do anything. I would never do anything wrong. In fact, everything I do is beautiful and perfect. And I don't understand what you're talking about because I didn't do it. That's a crazy woman who lives in my house. That lady did it. I haven't done anything. It's not me. It's her. She's nuts. Not me. So that's the game that they're playing, and that's where we are. And Mrs. Alito is basically being thrown under a bus, which, you know, if that's the agreement that they've got in their family, I guess that's okay. I'm sure that Clarence Thomas would throw his wife under the bus in a second as well, if necessary. I mean, just blame it on the wife. In fact, and I said this yesterday, let's just take that 19th Amendment and get rid of the whole thing. These women are a pain in the neck. And not to mention the fact, look what's happening to Donald. If this keeps going the way it is, Donald's going to lose the election. It's going to all be because of women. And it's going to all be because of that ridiculous 19th Amendment. Let's get rid of that thing. Let's get rid of the women. In fact, they're already talking about executing women for having certain pills and for threatening to have an abortion. Listen, let's just do it. Come on. Let's just execute these women. What do we need them for? Do you know how long this country went from the beginning without women having anything to say in any of it? So what's the deal now? They're nothing but trouble. They're going to vote the wrong way from the Republican Party standpoint come November. So maybe that's the answer. Let's just get rid of them. Life in jail, execution, blame them for the flag upside down. Why not? Sounds good to me, or at least sounds good to them. So that's the latest on Sam Alito, and I know that the Democrats are going to get together here in the next couple of days, and they're going to talk about what they can do about Sam Alito and the upside down flag. But the truth of the matter is, there's nothing they can do. They need to put four more members on this court. Let's up it to 13. Give Joe Biden four more picks. That makes, instead of 6-3, that makes 7-6 in favor of the liberals. I think that's the way to do it. Solves the problem instantly. And then, you know, the Republicans are going to have to decide. Do they want to try to up it again when they get control or not? So that's something they'll have to figure out. But they're going to also have to decide first whether they want to execute women or not. So we'll look forward to the answer on that one. And right now, I'm going to give you my answer, which is I'm getting out of here because this is Showdown. And I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.